Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Second down on the fake pressure. Coming, and he is buried. It's Owusu Koromoa again. Garrett was there too. Third and 14. Fields pressure again, and he is sacked again. Home. Bears are getting overwhelmed up front. Over five on third. Fields in trouble. Down he goes again. The sixth sack for Cleveland. Myles Garrett has 3.5. It's a new career high.
A lot of guys standing up in the line. Do they drop? Do they come?
They're coming. Fields is in trouble. Racing away, and he's sacked again. Myles Garrett. A career day. Four and a half sacks. Five-man rush. Fields. Garrett almost got him again. And now Clowney will. The Browns have 9 sacks.
9 times.
9 times.
Woo! Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
Here we go. Cap J-Hood, ready to rock and roll on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app, Twitch, the whole deal. Today we achieved a new low. I wrote this starting last night, tweaked it this morning. For so many seasons, we have questioned our quarterback. Jay this, Eric Kramer that, Craig Krenzel this, Rex Grossman that, Mitchell Trubisky this, Mike Glennon that. From the end of the Jim McMahon era through Jay Cutler, every quarterback we acquired had question marks. Then we said, okay, we got to be better. Trestman out, Emery out, new regime in. Rinse, repeat. And Ryan Pace promised us a new era of Bears football. No stone will go unturned, he said, in their quest for a franchise quarterback. Well, you traded up. You got Mitchell Trubisky. You hired Matt Nagy, the offensive wizard, to develop him. And that pairing has been nothing short of a dismal failure. Matt is not sharp enough to understand his struggles. Well, Mitch isn't sharp enough to execute our offense, you said. Go get me Nick Foles. Okay, more draft capital out, $24 million gone, and guess what? That was a dismal failure. And maybe it wasn't all Nick's fault, we're finding out, because you again had to clash with your quarterback who said, come on, coach, what are you doing here with the offense? All right, George McCaskey, let's collaborate. Ryan and I will collaborate, and we'll find the next GD guy to go find another quarterback. Okay, Ryan and Matt are our football guys, you heard, saved yet again. That led to Justin Fields, a true top-flight prospect. And yesterday, what you did to that kid was criminal. You nearly got him killed. What you did with your game plan was truly criminal. Claiming that young man and chaining him to the pocket with that offensive line were the ideas of a truly awful offensive coach and a truly pathetic game plan. Hey, coach, you were playing in one of the noisiest stadiums in the NFL. They've got something called the effing dog pound. You have to go on a silent count a large part of the game. In case you don't know, Matt, silent count means my offensive linemen can't look at who they're going to block because they got to look at the football to see when it gets snapped because they can't hear the play call. Did you see Jason Peters looking at the football and having to react and block Myles Garrett, who, by the way, gets paid $125 million. Our offensive lineman gets paid $1 million, and he's 39 years old. Not going to end well. This is really, though, not directed at Coach Nagy because he's beyond saving. George McCaskey, if you're truly serious about winning, you must assert your ownership power, not next week, not in December, today, before you get this kid killed. This is a kid you authorized to trade more draft capital again. You're going to have a pathetic record with no first-round pick. And again, you're going to let this thing just dribs and drabs throughout the season. Oh, we beat the Lions. Who gives a flying rip? Your team sucks. Your development of this kid sucks. You put that kid out there. You gave him no chance for success. And you're lucky he's upright today. You are ultimately responsible for this mess. And unless your Ryan and Matt are our football guys BS stops, this is what you're going to get each and every week. And if people stop tuning in, if people stop going to your games and buying your jerseys, so be it. Whatever it takes for you to wake up and understand this is not going to get fixed by this man. Stop hiring guys who look good in the foursome and go hire the right guy. Think outside the box for one freaking time. You want me to trust you and Ted Phillips that you know who should get hired? Go find someone who can advise you, a former Bear who might have some idea of what might work inside the room, because what you're doing is truly pathetic. If not, Virginia is going to say next McCaskey up. Brian McCaskey, your table's ready.
Inflexibility. Cap, when you are a play caller and you're unwilling to try something new and fresh, you get games like you had against Cleveland. The Bears had many things going against them on Sunday, right? You have a rookie quarterback that you're starting. You're facing a tough Cleveland defense. And, of course, the Bears, you take a look at what they were able to do offensively. They underachieved the first couple of games. And on top of that, the defense, they had to be almost as solid as possible on the road against Cleveland. But the biggest mountain, not just the rookie quarterback, not just the ineptitude on offense, not just playing on the road. You know the biggest mountain that the Bears had to face yesterday? The biggest mountain they had to climb is Matt Nagy. That was the biggest mountain they had to climb. If you don't utilize Fields and cater to his strengths and you get a one-yard passing game, you get what you deserve. When you have no imagination, when you have no adjustments, you have no guts, if you're Matt Nagy and the coaching staff, to get this kid better, then you get what you deserve. It's his way or the highway, Cap, as I've been telling you the last couple of weeks when it comes to Matt Nagy. I understand that he's this offensive guru that we're supposed to all believe in and we're supposed to bow and genuflect to because he's such this offensive guru. The bottom line is that if you don't try to be flexible, you have to be able to say you got to move on to someplace else. You have to be able to figure out how you can be able to have a system for Fields. Fields is a system quarterback, and Fields is with a team with no system. Bottom line, that's what's going on with this team. You're going to lose ball games. Hey, you know, we talked about it even before the season, Cap. We said this is going to be really tough. Cleveland's a really tough football team. I get that. But you can't beat yourself. See, when you have the same game plan for Fields as you have for Dalton, as you have for Foles, that means you're inflexible. That is the word for this season, inflexibility. You're not going to change. You're not doing anything different. For him to stand up there, Matt Nagy, say, this falls on my feet. It starts with me. Yeah, it always starts with you. No blank, it starts with you. Of course it does. But as I told you before this game, on Thursday and Friday, when we're previewing this, I said, he's got to be flexible. He has to cater to that young man's strengths. And guess what? It was the same game plan that he would have done for Andy Dalton. Stay in the pocket. Don't run out of the book. And then, of course, he had, what, less than 2 seconds to throw the football? So, to me, it falls at the feet of Matt Nagy because he's not willing to change. You have one system. It's the same thing. This is the reason why Mike Leach can't keep one college job, because he has one system. You're not going to change. You're not going to do anything different? No. You couldn't run the football. You couldn't pass the football. The offensive line was the worst it's been all season, and that falls to the feet as the head coach. No question.
Well said. 312-332-3776. Danny's here. Jeff is here. I think JR has today off. Enjoy the day, my man. Look,
sucks.
There are Cup fans, there are Sox fans, there are Blackhawks fans, there are Bulls fans. But everyone who's a sports fan in this town is a Chicago Bears fan if you grew up in this town. It is our one team that once a week we all unite behind. What you watched yesterday was so disgusting. You short-circuited that kid before the game ever started. It was ridiculous. No screen passes?
None.
Did you see the beginning? I know you did, because you opined about it on your video after the game. Mm-hmm. Our defense is getting pressure on Baker Mayfield. They're doing a really good job early. They're getting up the field. Robert Quinn had his best game as a Bear. Khalil was banged up, still came back in the game, got a sack right away. Guess what they did? Let's run a screen pass to Kareem Hunt. Another one to Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Let's run a third one to Kareem Hunt. Oh, now we can spring him to the outside. Because they made us relax. We couldn't pin our ears back and just keep coming after Baker. Does Matt, because he's burying that freaking Denny's menu, does he not watch what they're doing to us? Hey, Matt, you do not have to keep him in the pocket every play. There is no NFL rule that I'm aware of that says, well, you can't roll him out. That's illegal.
Right. I'm sure that Justin Fields on the bench was watching Baker Mayfield's like, boy, I like to do that. Now, again, Baker was not great yesterday, but you could see the semblance of an offense, right?
Correct.
The first couple of plays, you saw him, oh, I'm going to roll out here. I'm going to try to avoid the rush as much as possible. And he rolled out to the left or rolled out to the right because he knows this offense backwards and forwards. Justin Fields, he only had, 2 seconds because he was not allowed to roll out. As I told you, Cap, this is the same guy that says, this is my game plan. We're going to stick to my game plan, my way or the highway. So you're not looking at this young man and saying, I've got to be able to roll him out. See, this is what Mitch was talking about. Whatever you want to say about Mitch, every now and then Mitch is like, you know, I like to be able to roll out a little bit. Now here, it's the difference to me between gaining yardage and being able to be what we saw on Sunday. Gaining yardage, having momentum. That's what offense is about, right? Momentum. Moving the chains, moving up. And so when you're just stuck in one spot and you can't move up the field, I mean, you get what you get. This is what you get. And a game like that, we've seen a lot of bad Bears offense, but this is one of the worst, if not the worst, I've ever seen. I've seen Kay McNown not be able to cross the 50 against San Francisco in 2000. I've seen Vince Evans as a kid, right? I saw the names you mentioned, the Krenzels, all these bad quarterbacks.
Quinn.
But Cap, offense like this, how does that get better moving forward? I mean, you're starting from the bottom in this spot. The bottom.
That's where I'm at, Jonathan, that if I was the owner of the football team, again, this is not a personal shot at Matt.
No.
It's freaking business, man. This is a $4 billion asset. And guess what? You are done. You have been given every opportunity. You have been paid a lot of money. The general manager has let you down mightily in acquiring offensive game-breaking talent, and that's the offensive line. That's what I've got to work with. That falls at the feet of one guy. He is the general manager of the football team. You've had a chance to hire two coaches. You've had a chance to trade up capital to get quarterbacks three times. Foles, Trubisky, Fields. And that's the roster you're running out? That falls at your feet. You both should be gone. But this morning, Matt Nagy. That's the one. Gotta go. All right, phone lines are open. Now it's your turn to vent. We both vented. That joke yesterday was ridiculous.